This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. Today I would like to begin this mentorship class with a teaching on intercession and hearing the voice of God. Intercession and hearing the voice of God. This is another part of leadership that I desire to teach on. Amen. Before we can move successfully into any position of service in the kingdom of God, we must embrace thy Lord's heart for his children to be one of humility, purity, serving with joy, honor, and unity. The Blessed One will call his servant into a season of consecration, isolation, pruning, and refinement to prepare him or her for service. For the Lord God must always be glorified in his vessels. The Spirit of Truth tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 30, moreover, whom he predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Amen. Therefore, we know that we must be set apart in a season of consecration with thy Lord to be used in ministry for his glory. Amen. Let us now move on to part two of this teaching on intercession and hearing the voice of God. I must say, I love teaching on intercession. I love spending time with thy Lord. It has been a rough season, I must admit, in intercession, and we go through those seasons of discouragement and just so much, a lot of assignments I have been given to steward in the earth realm, and that is impossible not to be a battle at times, I want to say properly, or I just want to be quite honest, and the Spirit is leading me to just be honest in this area to encourage the intercessors. Just continue to stand, put on your whole arm of God. And when you don't think that you can do it, just be still and know that He is God. And He understands, and He's already saw that day before it arrived, and He's preparing for someone else to pray with you for you, or those assignments can wait until you have the strength to resume some assignments. For me, I have had to juggle my heavy intercession assignment, which I'm most honored for, and this is how I really got into ministry, is interceding. And I knew my call is, first started out as a pastor, and then I was ordained naturally and as an apostle. And those things, it takes time. The intercession is one of the things that I started out first doing, and then that kind of ushered me into the will of God to finally be ordained in the ceremony as an apostle of the Lord. And that happened over 12 years ago, and so for 12 years I have not had any time off in intercession. And so you can imagine birthing out ministries through me, birthing children, spiritual children through me, leaders, churches. Those things and the weight of a transition that occurred in my life, those things can really take its toll on us physically. And to the place where we just don't have enough strength, it doesn't seem like. There's never enough strength or time to pray. And then that is where in the Holy Spirit we see His marvelous work. And He just gives us peace eventually. It'll come on us if we rest in Him. And He will give us the guidance how to steward the intercession assignments He's given to us. And He's given us only to, He trusts us. And He's not going to give those things away. If you've built a trust with Him, and you're in a season where you're just not happy about intercession, or you're feeling discouraged, or for example, me, I have so many assignments and I'm also doing ministry, He'll wait on you. He'll wait until you have that time, and those assignments, they have a time, and He knows what you were going to go through ahead of time, and He will give you that time you need, and you'll go back to that intercession. So I felt led of the Lord just to share my experience before we began with intercession. On after 12 years of really heavy intercession and growing in this area of ministry and needing to take some time off from all the weight of it, thy Lord is faithful, and you will have discouragement. Yes, I experience discouragement in prayer. I do, and it is most marvelous when the Lord will come by you and encourage you and say, okay, now you can take your break. And so be encouraged. I don't know how I even started off this, but this is the Spirit of the Lord. Be encouraged, for the intercessors are intercession can really wear you out to the place where you're wondering how you can manage life. And that Lord is not desiring that. And so make sure that you spend time with Him alone, and He will give you the strength to continue with your assignments. Okay? One of the key foundations of intercession, and this is something that the Lord has taught me, is direct discretion with your prayer assignments. Discretion with prayer assignments. This is where the trust from thy Lord comes in, and when He will give you more assignments to pray as you begin to be faithful and trustworthy with what He gives you. And that is, and trustworthy, I mean, have discretion. As servants, we are to steward with love and faithfulness our prayer assignments. As the Lord's warriors, we are graced with His power, His strength, and His love to intercede. We cannot do it in the flesh or on our own. And when the Lord giveth us such honor to intercede, we are expected by heaven to carry out each assignment with integrity, honor, and discretion. We are also summoned with those assignments to stay on the wall as long as the Holy Spirit giveth us His burden. And you will know when it is done. You will know when you try to pray and nothing but ba 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 comes out, or nothing comes out, or there's nothing for me. I feel Him and He's saying, Tanya, I'm finished there, and you're still there. You know, that is kind of how He will work. That is how He will work in prayer. And so I want to encourage you that stay on the wall. And when you feel like you can't do it alone, He's asking you to trust Him more. Sorry, we had a slight technical issue with the sound. I apologize. Still getting used to recording and getting ready to go live, to go live, to go live, to go live. All right. Okay, back from that break. So let us now read. We were talking about, let's just go back to the last part before we had the technical issue. Let us go back. Let us just summarize what we were talking about. And that is, stay on the wall until as long as thy Lord gives you His burden, and you will know when it is done. Let us read really quickly from the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verse 5. And the scripture reads, a good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. So the Lord is desiring us to guide our affairs with discretion, with our affairs of intercession assignments with discretion. Discretion is very important. It actually, as long as we have that heart to be discreet, we will receive more assignments, intercessory assignments that He, you know, there's very few that He can trust. And so He will giveth unto you very precious intercessory assignments if we walk in discretion. And so discretion is very, very important to the Holy Spirit. That shows Him that you're His friend if He can trust you with it. The secrets of the Holy Spirit revealed to us during our intercession, are never to leave prayer. They're never to leave the throne room. They are never to leave the throne room. We are to steward over every word that we hear in intercession with purity and holiness. We're not to allow the enemy to defile those holy words by releasing them to anyone, unless that person was in with us in intercession and we are interceding as a group, and even that group should be mature enough not to release it outside of the intercessory group. We are to steward those words. We are to write those words down. That is also being faithful with what he gives us, writing the words down. We are to ask him if we're very busy, Lord, I need more time to write down my prayer journal, to keep up with my prayer journal. Anoint me with a fresh anointing to be faithful with my prayer journal. And so, Lord, I ask for that anointing to come upon us all right now in Yeshua's name. When we share those precious words, I want to caution you with anyone that we receive words of knowledge during intercession, we will grieve thy Holy Spirit, and we risk the assignment that has been entrusted to us to be aborted by us, and it will cause the enemy to gain on his terrain. And you don't want to do that. The Lord's eyes are on the righteous. He's watching you. Sometimes it's hard to understand how we can think that we can gossip or slander or use this as a coffee table conversation. What Holy Spirit has given unto us, that is hurtful. I know for me, I don't want to hurt him like that intentionally. Be intentional about keeping his secrets. God, that friendship, that's a part of friendship. Even sometimes you may not feel like a friend to Jesus, but God, that part, that is the most precious part of your friendship, is keeping his secrets. The talebearer revealeth the secrets. Don't be a talebearer to the Lord. Amen. Let us continue to read the Lord's heart on his secrets. Turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So it is the Holy Spirit who searches those things of God and reveals them to us in prayer, the Spirit of God. When we portray thy Lord's trust, we open the door for the enemy to attack that assignment, that church, that ministry, that person who is fragile and the enemy is trying to destroy. Our slander, our revealing of secrets, our using that as coffee table, our sharing it with unbelievers, our sharing it with believers who have no business knowing that. Those instances opens up a door for the enemy to attack and gain. Again, I repeat, and gain on his terrain. And it also opens a door for you to be attacked by the enemy. And so you should not reveal the Lord's secrets outside of it betraying the trust between you and the Lord. You're hurting people. Our mouths could cause a breach in the spirit such that could cause someone to pass away from an assignment that the enemy has had sent or hit sent against a person. That is how important it is. You have to be very, very careful in this area, because this is how many intercessors are losing their mantles to intercede, and their assignments are being given to others. Be very, very careful with your assignments. Our lips should not ever be the breach in the realm of the Spirit. What does thy Lord say about talebearers? In the Holy Scriptures, we find in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 13, and I'll allow you a few minutes to, and of course not allow, but I'm going to give you a few minutes to locate that scripture. I don't allow that. I don't know where that came from, but we bind that. And so Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So when we walk contrary to the word and reveal the secrets of the Holy Spirit to others, we are not only a talebearer, we are no longer concealing the matter that he has given to us. That is like as plain as Jesus speaking to the disciples who cried, "Lord, speak to us plainly." We are not concealing heaven's secrets. And so there's a breach. And so then enemy is now working against us and with us. You don't want to be a friend to Satan. You don't. And so I pray that you will ask thy Lord to give you more grace to be his friend. That's a simple, beautiful prayer to ask. And he will giveth unto you the grace. He knows what you need and what you are missing and what you need more of. And that simple prayer will be sufficient. Amen. So dear ones, let us not allow the enemy to ever use us to hinder the Lord's will in another because of our lack of prayer. That is another area that the enemy attacks us with slothfulness in prayer, with complaining about prayer assignments, with becoming jealous of something that thy Lord is having us to pray for, a sister or brother or church or ministry. That area of prayer causes our assignments to be forfeited immediately. And so you don't want to be fired by heaven. Be a good steward of what thy Lord gives unto you. Remember the words of our beloved Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Let us stand at this reading of this most holy Bible. I didn't ask that in the beginning, but I like to give reverence unto the Lord and read. And I pray that even though I am not watching you, you know that thy Lord is watching you as you listen, and that you will stand in reverence of him and him alone. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 40, and it says, "And he cometh unto the disciple," Yeshua did, "and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? This is what thy Lord will say to you if you turn down an assignment after you've been given it. Keep your assignments.